The New York State Legislature has been more active during the first few days of the session than it's been in many years. As Karen DeWitt reports, it's a big contrast from recent years when Governor Andrew Cuomo set the agenda.
On Monday, both houses of the legislature got together and approved matching bills to expand voting in the state beyond just Election Day to 11 full days.
I vote yes, Madam President. Thank you.
On Tuesday, they extended rights in employment and housing to transgender New Yorkers. The bills are now being sent to the governor to sign or veto. According to the textbooks, that's the way government is supposed to work. The legislature writes and passes bills. The governor decides whether or not to approve them. But in Albany, that system has been subverted for decades, as the governor has taken the lead role in most major items. During Governor Cuomo's first two terms in office, when the Senate and Assembly were led by different parties, the governor had more power to set the agenda. He included numerous policy items in his budget that were not necessarily related to the spending plan. And he used private meetings restricted to majority party legislative leaders to finalize agreements. They were often hastily voted on by rank-and-file members late at night. Blair Horner, with the government reform group New York Public Interest Research Group, has been watching events in Albany for decades. He says now that both houses are led by Democrats, senators and assembly members are able to act on bills that in some cases have been in print for years but did not have enough votes in the GOP-led Senate to pass.
Democrats, you know, they are singing from the same song sheet and going first. Typically, it's the governor who leads the parade on policy issues and often through the budget.
Cuomo continued the practice of putting unrelated policy items into his budget plan when he released it on Tuesday. He advocated for stricter gun laws, a measure to allow victims of childhood sexual abuse their day in court, as well as more election reforms.
Why not make Election Day a holiday and give them the time to come out and actually vote?
But the newly empowered Democrats in the legislature are showing some independence from the governor. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins was asked why the governor's proposal to make Election Day a holiday was not part of the legislature's voter expansion package. Senator Stewart-Cousins said lawmakers want to act first to clear a backlog of bills that have already been more thoroughly examined.
We are a deliberative body, and with new proposals that come in, we need to be able to vet them.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who's also a Democrat, says maybe there's no longer a need for the governor to put so many unrelated policy issues into the budget. He says it's better now to take the issues one by one.
Because the Assembly and Senate, if we come to agreement on items, we'll just continue to pass them and negotiate the budget with the governor as well.
Even though one party is now in charge of the governor's office and the legislature, there's some signs of competition between the two. Speaker Hastie pointed out on Twitter during the governor's inaugural address that many of Cuomo's proposals have already been approved in the Assembly. And the governor upped the stakes on some issues that were previously agreed upon by Democrats. After the legislature announced plans to pass bills on January 22nd, codifying the abortion rights in the U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade into law, Cuomo said in his budget message that he'd like to go one step further and establish the abortion rights into the state's constitution. Horner with NYPERG says for supporters of these issues, the rivalry can only be a benefit.
The fact that the legislature and the governor's office may be looking to one-up each other is probably a good thing for the public.
He says the state budget, with all of the decisions about spending and taxes, will be the real test, though, of whether old patterns are broken at the Capitol. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.